Radio Banesha in Bujumbura is officially off the air. Last Thursday, the day of the coup, journalists at this private station say security forces came in and destroyed their equipment. Chief editor Leon Masango said the attack was clearly politically motivated.
Policemen and military that said they were loyalists came here to destroy our material. We had done nothing wrong. We're only here to inform the population.
Another private station, Radio Publique Africaine, was burned down during the crisis. Authorities here accused the local media of supporting the protests against President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to run for a third term in office, a plan the opposition says violates the law. Tensions mounted over the course of several weeks, finally boiling over when dissident members of the armed forces announced a coup against the president. Government spokesman William Nyamitwe says the private radio stations were complicit in the attempted takeover.
They were with the protests because the protests were in their studios, and they have been broadcasting this and even some songs, and they have been accompanying this float as partners.
Journalists at the private stations deny being part of the coup. Meantime, the government has heavily guarded its own state media.
We're standing just about 100 meters away from the state broadcaster, RTNB, but we can't show it to you. That's because the soldiers guarding this area won't let us point our cameras in that direction. It gives you an idea of just how sensitive the issue of media is in Burundi.
This amateur footage obtained by VOA shows a demonstration outside the state broadcaster days before the coup. It turns violent when police open fire on protesters. Rebel military forces later attacked the station during the coup, briefly forcing it off the air. Taking control of broadcast operations is a typical strategy during conflict, according to RTNB television director Nestor Bankumukunzi.
In countries like Burundi, where there has been a coup, they always go first to the national radio to be able to broadcast their message to the population. It's typical when there's a coup.
With other stations shut down, RTNB is now the only local media outlet left in Burundi. In a country where radio is king, it is no surprise that the fight for control of the government has centered so much on who controls the airwaves. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Bujumbura.